Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on the home, we were talking about what a parent needs to do to make his home a scriptural home. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Secondly, you may need to take your children to church, and at the invitation time, walk forward and say, I am dedicating myself to helping our home to be a scriptural home, including our faithfulness to church, as well as our faithfulness to have a family altar. Bring all your family to the altar with you, and let them hear you pray at the altar. Thirdly, make sure that church is a priority in your life. Little League games, school activities do not have priority over the local church. Realize many will give you formulas and activities to make your home a so-called better home. But after those activities and those little formulas wear off, then what? You see, you do not need a new thing. What you need is a commitment to the God of this book and the book of our God. Now, my friend, are you divided with God or against God? Jesus said that he's a divider even in the home. He said in a home, two may be against three and three against two. A father against a son, a mother against a daughter, a mother-in-law against a daughter-in-law. The implication is this: Jesus expects you to stand on his side. If the entire family stands together and they're religious, but they're not standing according to the word of God, your home is as big a failure as the home that's gone through divorce and it's nothing but the home of a drug addict. You say, preacher, I disagree. My friend, you're not agreeing or disagreeing with me. You're agreeing or disagreeing with God. You decide whether your wisdom is above his. Now, you may have children that are adult children, and you didn't raise them right. Maybe you got saved after they were grown. So what can I do? Well, maybe you can just make this such a matter of prayer that you even fast, maybe fast one day a week. And you pray for these children and just commit them to God. You see, people talk about bringing America back to God. Before we can bring America back to God, our homes must be brought back to God. The home, through the Holy Spirit, via the Word of God, and the local church, is a citadel of America. But my friend, we must realize, that your home needs to be holy, and it needs to be according to the precious and wonderful Word of God. Now, my friend, you cannot have a godly home if you're not saved. And so, I would say that if you're not sure if you died today that heaven is your home, then let me invite you to receive Christ into your life as your God and Savior. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, my friend, that includes me and that includes you. The glory of God is Jesus Christ. You and I are not measured against other people. We're measured against Jesus Christ, and we all fall short of that. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. And that's what you and I have earned, the wages of sin. What you and I have earned is to go to hell. But the gift, something a gift is not earned, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friend, Jesus did all the work that was necessary for your salvation. You see, God's judgment on sin took place at the cross. When Jesus was dying on the cross, the skies turned dark, and for 3 hours, the Father poured out His wrath on sin. Isn't it interesting that when it was God's own Son on the cross, God's attitude about sin did not change? The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 53 that it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. Why? Because He saw all of our sin. Do you realize that the spiritual suffering that Christ suffered on the cross is much greater than even the worst suffering in the lake of fire? And the suffering of the lake of fire is tremendous. It's eternal. It never ceases. It's tormented day and night. The thirst cannot be quenched. The hunger cannot be quenched or satisfied. Oh, it just goes on and on and on. It's separation. It's chained. It's never ceasing to exist. Oh, my friend, what a terrible place hell is. And yet Jesus suffered more than the man in hell because He wanted to pay your penalty in full as well as mine. When His body was buried in the tomb, His spirit went down into the very depths of hell. He preached to the spirits in prison, the Bible tells us. 3 days later, He rose up victorious over hell and the grave. He did that for you and me. And that's why Revelation chapter 1 tells us that Jesus Christ has the keys of hell and of death. And that's also why John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me." So understand, Jesus did all the work for your salvation. He paid the penalty in full. He shed His blood for you, because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. My friend, if you want to try to your works, you want to try to be religious in a different way, and you think it's going to make you to heaven, this is what you've got to be able to do. You need to be able to die, your spirit go to hell, and then raise up out of hell, re-enter your body, make your body eternal. If you can't do that, you need a Savior. The Bible says in Acts 17:30 that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because He's appointed a day in which He will judge the world. Repent means to turn from. You turn from your sin, but you turn from depending on yourself. It is a 180. It's a change of the mind. Instead of depending on yourself, your works, and all that, you're not going to do that anymore. You're going to turn from that. But Acts 3:19 says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted." You give your life to Christ. Now you're trusting Him with your life. That's why Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, my friend, He will save you if you'll receive Him. Why not right where you are right now, pray and ask God to save you? You say, "Brother Andy, I really don't know what to pray. I don't know how to pray." I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer I form will only be words if you don't mean it from your heart. But if you mean it from your heart, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation," and you're willing now to turn your life over to God, then pray this prayer. "Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross and died for me. I believe that 3 days later He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. I trust that if you just prayed this prayer and you just prayed with me and you just asked the Lord to save you, that you'll write us and let us know. I have a booklet titled Building Blocks, and this booklet will teach you how to grow in your new Christian life. And we want you to have this booklet absolutely free. Just write us and say, Brother Andy, I ask the Lord to save me listening to your broadcast. Or you can email us, as our announcer gives you our email here in just a few moments. And my friend, if you email us or you write us, make sure you include your address so I can mail you this booklet free. Maybe you're already saved and you say, Brother Andy, I would like to have that booklet because I think I can help some other people to grow in their Christian life. I can disciple some others. Then you write me and tell me that, and I'll send it to you absolutely free. I want to be a help to your ministry and to yourself, you individually. And so please write us. Now, my friend, I also want to take a moment to pray one more time. And you're saved, but you want God's help for your family, then will you just right now, right where you are, bow your head, and as I pray this prayer, listen to it, and in your heart, amen it and agree with it before God, that it be so. Now, dear Father, I pray for every saved husband, wife, father, or mother listening to this broadcast would dedicate themselves 100% to you, and that they would search your word daily for wisdom in doing the will of God and leading their homes in that will. Illuminate their mind and their understanding. Teach them how to teach one another and to lead their children. Protect their children. Rebuke the devil. And open their children's understanding to the way of truth and righteousness. May their children be saved if they're not saved. And Lord, I pray that their families would dedicate themselves to walk with God, to serve to God together as a family, to love God together as a family as they study His Word and pray together. May they be faithful to church. May they be faithful to serve You. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the lamp and light grows. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5. Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.